Welcome to the Halfway There podcast.
Glad to be here.
I am Nick Hartman. I am the, I guess, host of this podcast, although it was not my idea. I am excited about the Halfway There podcast. I think we'll explain the name here in just a second, but I want to introduce you to my co-host, Brian Holloway. So Brian is one of our youth leaders and has, I've described him, my right-hand man. So,
well, I appreciate it and I enjoy being here. It was kind of my idea. The Lord put it on me to do this. I have no idea why I'm here, but I'm just going along with it. I spent too many times not doing what he wanted me to do, so I've changed my life, and if he puts it on my heart, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, at least.
He asked me, he said, "Do you have time for this?" And I'm like, you know, I don't know if I have time for it, but I do know that if the Lord put it on your heart, there's got to be a reason for it. And I know that there are different mediums that we can reach people. And I think that this is one of those that is a unique way for us to potentially, because we get to serve with the student ministry if we didn't get to clarify that. But I'm the student pastor at Mount Carmel Baptist Church. Brian is one of our youth leaders. He does high school guys and leads on Sunday mornings. And so primarily we wanted to reach students with something that maybe they could listen to during a practice or during something else.
Or driving to school.
Driving to school or something.
Yeah, just to get them into the Word or hear about the Word even more.
Yeah.
Because you can listen to all kinds of music. And music is so influential to everybody,
yep.
Not young, old. It's just,
but we can't sing,
right? We can't. We're not gonna sing. I'm not singing.
No, I'm not doing the intro for this podcast.
But, you know, it's so influential. So if we're not listening to Christian music, we can be influenced. You know, and I've listened to some things that, you know, it gets you thinking the way the music and the what they're saying. So if we can put anything in somebody's ears that has God's word in it, hey, I'm all for it, and I'll try it. And we'll see how long it goes. And, you know, they could listen to this. They're going to be short, you know, driving to school or driving to work, or maybe at night you want to hear this, or just getting God in their minds, keeping him in their minds. And just that's about it.
Yeah. And, you know, the idea of the Halfway There podcast came with this concept that, like, you know, as we continue in our walk with Christ, we're all kind of just halfway there, you know, and whatever that might be for you. I think every one thing that universally makes us the same, even though our maturity might be a little bit different as we get older, you know, our spiritual maturity might be different than somebody else, is that we're all kind of just halfway there, you know, trying to figure out who God is, what he wants from our life, and what he's done for us. And, you know, there were some other small things in there, like I'm half of your age, you know, you're halfway to being a youth pastor. We joked about that.
Some days I feel like I'm a quarter away there. And then I'll have some good day or something good happen. I think I'm three quarters away there, but it seems like we're always halfway there.
So, you know, just kind of a play on some fun things about our lives. And we just want teenagers to know that, like, hey, if you're taking the next step in front of the other, even if you're halfway there, the Lord's good and the Lord's gracious. And I think we see in scripture a lot of people who, you know, are quote unquote halfway there, you know, whatever there is. And for us, I mean, there is heaven, you know, for us, there is like knowing more about the Lord. And we got a lot of young people in our youth group who want to know more about the Lord and are asking a lot of questions. So we thought, hey, why don't we take some time? We'll go through what we're talking about on Wednesday nights. Maybe even some on Sunday mornings, and kind of just, you know, share with anybody who wants to hear about, you know, different topics that are definitely going to make an impact on and if people are experiencing different things. So we'll have some fun together, but we'll laugh a little bit.
We may ought to record some of our Thursday morning.
Yeah, we do meet weekly up until this, and we'll continue to. But we just ask a lot of questions, and I think live out that kind of Proverbs ideal that iron sharpens iron, you know. And I've been sharpened by you in many ways.
I've been sharpened by you. Sorry.
He's right. He's like reiterating the fact that I've been.
I just want to
like,
say,
look at me. No,
I do stumble in words. I'm a Moses, so yeah. I'm not gonna.
We'll laugh about it.
We've laughed about it for a long time. I'm not embarrassed about it. God gave me this, so I'll use it whichever way I can. In my life, I've played church long enough for everybody. You know, I've been to church. I do the things, and I heard a pastor say one time, don't go to church to let it serve you. Go to church and serve others, and God will meet your needs. Yeah. And I am living proof of that, because I've been to church and I'm like, eh, it really ain't doing nothing for me, because I'm looking for me, I can get out of it, right? So I'm going to church now to meet needs of others, you know, and God has met all my needs. You know, it's just, it's me hearing that has changed my life.
Yep.
And I, you know, and I feel and I see people that do that now that I think they just don't know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah. So, well, we get busy and we get focused on what we're doing that we forget, hey, God's called us to a task and he's called us to a place. And I think that that's, you know, really impactful. And, you know, in terms of getting to serve alongside you, it's a huge blessing to see how, you know, the Lord has moved. And I still remember the day that Cindy came up to me and was like, hey, I think we want to serve in youth ministry. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. And, you know, got into our conversations. I think she just pulled you along. And then all of a sudden you're now like,
no, it was, she said she was going to do, want to teach the youth into that. Yeah, yeah. And she had done that before at our other church. And I was like, well, good for you, you know.
Yeah.
I
ain't got time for that. That's your job, not mine.
That's awesome. Go for it. And one day you'd came over and I was talking to somebody and I'd sit down and you came over and said, hey, if y'all want to listen in, we need to, you know, listen in for a couple weeks, see if you like it. And I'm sitting there, I didn't say anything, but I was sitting there kind of looking at you like,
are you sure you're talking to me?
Yeah. So you left, I looked at her and I'm like, why did he say we? And she goes, I signed you up too. And I'm like, what?
So, well, and you know what was funny about that is like, you all came in kind of at a time where we weren't discouraged, but like, I don't remember if Everett, our daughter, had just been born or if, anyways, my wife, who was helping me a lot, I think was either A, getting prepared to have our first child, or B, had our first child and was already like at home doing all that. And I only had like two volunteers. And so like Sunday mornings were crazy. And I mean, we had a smaller group, so we were able to manage, but it was just like, I need help. And so, you know, you were kind of the first ones to meet that need. Now we're 16 leaders deep and about 80 students later. And it's like, we're still recruiting, but God's done some cool things. And so that was a really special moment. And we've lived through it. This is your third year volunteering.
No, third year,
yeah. Y'all started somewhere in 2023. And
I think it was August.
August,
right,
yeah.
There, and, so 3 years. And at that time, I was more focused on me.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, that's going to be a lot of time. That's going to be a lot of my time. I was still...
Well, you were driving on the road and, right, you know, but, gone 4 days a week.
Right, so. And I'm thinking, that's a lot of my time. And, you know, I shouldn't have never thought that, because it's God's time, right? Yeah. God gives us this time on earth.
We talked about that too.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah. So, and, you know, I was still being selfish because I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do things I wanted to do. So I prayed about it and God said, you know, just laid on my heart, I want you to do this. And now I couldn't imagine not doing it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And so Brian and his wife, Cindy, serve with us on Wednesday nights and they lead our Sunday group, which gave me the freedom to start the group that we needed to start in our church, which was kind of our young couples / young adult group. Right. And so that kind of freed up me to be able to do that. Now we have a great core of Sunday leaders that are doing a great job. But you know, this podcast was just kind of like, as Brian mentioned, he's retired. And so he's always looking for some extra things to do. Drive a bus.
Yeah, I'm getting a little deep, but hey, the way I look at it, as long as I'm doing God's work, he's going to give me the time. He's going to give me the energy. He's going to give me the ability to be able to do it.
And you find time to rest. So yes, that's what we definitely all need to do.
It may be one day a week, but
that's all that God mandates is one day a week. But it's been fun. And I think we're really excited for this. So we're going to be talking about what we talk about on Wednesday nights. We're going to be talking about maybe some ideas and some conversations that we have on our standing Thursday meeting. And, you know,
and maybe have a guest
and maybe have some guests,
maybe
have some students on, or our
leaders.
Some of our staff members or our leaders.
Yeah.
Just kind of join us and see where God takes us, because, you know, the worst thing is that we talk to just each other and nobody listens, and that's okay.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, but we think that God can do some big things with it. And so we're going to just kind of put it in his hands and see where it goes. So we're glad you're here. Our next episode is already out, and so you can go and listen to that as our second episode, and then they'll be coming out weekly after that. So, Brian, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go. Well, we'll see you on the next one.